Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? Happy TIGF Day. It is sports. It's Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and we're talking, you know, all topics, all subject matters, in the entertainment, arts, sports, current hot topics. Tune to Morning Joe, like right now, and Tom Jordan Morning Show, but not now because I'm broadcasting live, and there's so much to talk about. Just in today's news and weekend news. But the topic of today, as you probably see on the show description, is images of black males and females, images of black females and males in today's society. I would love for my fellow BTR host and community to call in or chat in the chat room to discuss how are black males and females perceived in today's society. As a black woman of mixed culture, Southern culture, my bloodline is Caucasian and American Indian, like many, and I don't deny it. I am proud to be an African American woman here. A proud American who happens to be of mixed culture, African-American, Caucasian, and American Indian. But how are we perceived in today's society? I mean, we see it every day. It's always the subject matter. You know, the blacks this, blacks that. You know, there's always debates. How do we refer of ourselves? African American community. Are you black? Are you Afro American? Are you African American? What are we? You know, what are the terms that we use nowadays? You know, are we Negro? Are we this? But the images, and there's a quote. I hope I can remember this quote. And I think Jesse Jackson might be the person that quoted this, or someone, or someone in the media mogul, said that he who controls his own image controls everything. You know, everything cannot be under our control, but it's important also how whomever you are, put yourself out there. You know, is image everything? Image seems to be very, very important. Substance is also important also. I didn't mean to just continue going on, but we will be talking about that. Images of black males and females. How do we perceive those of us that are within the African-American community and the black community worldwide? How do we perceive ourselves? And then the external perception. How are we perceived externally? I mean, if you just log on to YouTube, you will see so many vloggers and so many people voicing the image of black men, black women, etc., from within the race and from outside the race. You see mixed couples, you know, you see people who are, you know, against interracially mixing. We see a lot of people talking about the image of black America. You know, and you know what? I used to be so naive that it was, you know, there's America, and then there's, I guess, the subcultures of America. Black America, Hispanic America, just whatever your culture. I mean, we're all proud. We're proud Americans, but then also all of us should be proud of our heritage, our nationalities, whether we're African-American, Hispanic, Arab, Asian, or whatever. But in all nationalities and all communities have images and situations to deal with. We hear it every day when people say terms that are not politically correct, right? But, and especially in the midst of a lot of things that's going on in the media, and we, you know, it's like, okay, are male, black males and females, are we stereotyped? Are we not? I mean, there are all types of people of color. There are all types of black men and women, just like any other race. You know, Caucasian race, white race, or Hispanics. There are different type of people, period. We all are individuals first. You know, we are our heritage, whatever it be, proudly. But then also we are individuals. We, you know, so I'm just in a way just rambling and putting it out there, but I think you're understanding what I'm saying. It's always something out there about the image, and then and being stereotyped, and people sometimes make assumptions like, oh, well, I thought certain people were this way. You're the opposite, you know. So the images, you know, what's the image of how we perceive? How do we perceive ourselves and the image out there? And of course, we're on Baby Royal Baby Watch, right? Wednesday. Oh my God! You know, I'm super excited. When is the baby coming? I'm super excited. I'm sure the baby will be here, happy and healthy within probably before next Wednesday. I'm just guessing. So this is just fun. Probably over the weekend. But this is fun right here. This is a very exciting waiting for the arrival. I remember as a little girl. I was so happy and waiting for Princess Diana to give birth to Prince William. It was just so much fun back then, and it's fun right now. Wait to know arrival of he and Duchess Catherine's baby also. But again, thank you for tuning in, and let's talk. There's a lot of golf going on here in the Jackson metropolitan area in Madison, Mississippi, at Annandale Golf Club. There's a lot going on. It was rained out a couple hours yesterday, and first round will resume today, and then the second round will begin today also. And Coach Sean was in town on Wednesday, and it just like it's just been a fun event. I had not been attending it, but it seemed like it's always a blast every year. It's for a good cause, up at a children's hospital here at UMC. And also, like any place, it's a great economic boost also. And NBA star Al Jefferson's in town also. I heard him on the radio yesterday on WKXI, Sam Branson, program director and very popular radio personality here, had interviewed him on yesterday evening. I couldn't really hear the interview because I was on the internet chatting with Comcast agents. So big shout out to Comcast and T-Mobile and those that I do business with. But again, thank you. I'm headed to the chat room. Also, feel free to call in at 714-409-0614. Tomorrow night is going to be fun. It's going to be Club Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm talking about Club, not Weekend Edition, but it's going to be Club Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So you think in your mind when you tune in tomorrow night, we're having a good time in a good, like, club, lounge type, just jamming type environment where you can, you know, just interact with your friends, chill and dance if you like, because one of my favorite indie artists, unsigned artists, is returning. returning to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. It's been almost a year since he's been on the show. It's in September, and you all know how much I love SeaWorld High Fashion. Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion is returning on Saturday night, and he and I both are super excited. We're super excited for the listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. We're excited for he and his friends and his fans, because I just loved it when we talked last September, because his fans and friends had the chat room on fire. So Club Culture Shock Entertainment Reports presents Casey Comes Alive. Who's Casey? Casey is his persona. He's releasing his solo project in the very near future. He only have like one or two songs to complete before his EP will be ready to drop. And I will be playing one or two of his songs from his EP, Casey Comes Alive, this morning. And, of course, tomorrow you will be hearing the songs also. But check out the show promo. Show airs at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow night. Club Culture Shock Entertainment Reports presents Casey Comes Alive, known as Dylan from SeaWorld High Fashion. So, again, thank you for your love and support. And remember, chat with me in the chat room. Create a listener profile if you do not have one. And also call in to listen if you need to speak. Want to share some advice or talk about some hot news? Dial 714-409-0614. Then we have the open going on talking about golf. Yesterday afternoon, I was doing my best to check on what was going on with the golfing and all that. So, you know, but, you know, just like you, I tend to be very busy, trying to be busy. You know, I was preoccupied, multitasking and in the midst with different things, not to mention that the alarm system again falsely went off. And so big shout out to JPD officer Reginald Kraft, who dropped by to make sure everything was safe, just a false alarm. But, you know, he pointed out to me, at least we do know that our alarm system works. And he and I talked about the community. And speaking of images, we talked about the images of, you know, of just society also. And I told him, I said, sometimes my mom and I, you know, we've been in conversation, and, you know, it's just amazing how the images of certain people are portrayed. And so we had a very interesting conversation. And one thing that he and I both agree is that education is very important within our communities. And, you know, regardless of our races, but education is important for all, for black males, black females, Caucasian, I mean, non-blacks, I mean, whomever. Education is, I know some people probably say, well, education is career to all, because there's some people highly educated that stay in trouble. But education does help. You get educated, you become police officers, you become lawyers, you become entrepreneurs, business owners, you become doctors, you become school bus drivers, you become teachers, you become cafeteria workers, you do become something. We all become something through our education. And not to mention, you can continue on education. I love the fact of continuing learning, if it's through self-education or informal education or formal education. That's why I talk so much and work so hard on getting back in school myself, because it's important. It's important to get the license that I always needed and wanted in skincare business. I had my AX, but I didn't get my bachelor's of science degree. And it wasn't far from graduating when I stopped attending Jackson State. So do you not think I not want to get my bachelor, continue education? It's important for us to continue our education, just learning every day. I know there was a time in my life, I mean, I love vocabulary. And I remember there was a time in my life, and I try to practice at least to learn a couple of new words a day now. But there was a time in my life where I made sure that I learned at least 5 new words. I added 5 new words to my vocabulary. Now, that's been proactive. That's something that you know, you do things for yourself. That's self-educating yourself. that's learning things. Just something that like that. It appears to be simple, but you'll be amazed how you can advance your vocabulary if we just added a couple new words, a couple new terms to our vocabulary. It's just amazing. But I'm just going on and on. But I just want to thank you. Thank you for supporting the show since the premiere on March 21st, 2011. And it's just been a blast. Well, here's the rest of Prince and 3G, Minister Cycling. We're going to have a good time this morning. I just feel it and know it. You are appreciated. Thank you. Thank you for networking with me, too. three-eyed girl just jamming and rocking. I just love it. Congratulations to the 2013 Emmy nominees. I'm checking out an email from Hollywood Life by Bonnie Fuller. I love Hollywood Life. TMZ, let's see, Media Takeout. I used to love getting a lot of news from them. But Hollywood Life is amazing, and with Gossip Cop. But I'm checking out Hollywood Life, and I was so excited yesterday in regards to the announcements of the Emmy nominees. Excuse my paw. And super excited when I realized that Shark Tank was also nominated. So, of course, best wishes and congratulations to one of my favorite shows. Who got nominated? Who got snubbed? Here's the list. And here's an article. We still have a few months to go before Neil Patrick Harris hosts the 65th Primetime Emmy Awards on CBS. But now we finally know which actors and series will be going head-to-head on the biggest night in television. Neil and Breaking Bad star Aaron Paul were on hand on yesterday, July 18th, to read the all-important list of nominees. And, oh, yes, there were quite a few shockers in the bunch. But we love to be shocked, right? 65th Annual Primetime Emmys. So I'm going to do my best to read to you the full list of Emmy noms. Those of you that want to call in and talk about your faves, please do. You're not faves. Outstanding Drama Series, Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, Homeland, House of Cards, Mad Men. Now that I have my cable, shout out to Comcast again, I can catch up on some of these drama series and other series and shows also. This morning, though, I guess what I watched, Knight Rider, 1985. Oh, my God, one of my favorite series when I was a teenager back in the day. I love Knight Riders. I watched two episodes early this morning, and they were so good. Outstanding Comedy Series, 30 Rock, The Big Bang Theory, Girls, Louie, Martin Family, Veep. Outstanding Lead Actor, Drama, Hugh Bonneville, Downton Abbey, Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad, Jeff Daniels, The Newsroom, Jon Hamm, Mad Men. I saw Jeff Daniels, and some of you probably seen him too on Good Morning America earlier this week. And he and Jim Carrey are remaking Dumb and Dumber. Jon Hamm, handsome Jon Hamm, did a great job the other night hosting the ESPYs. Mad Men. Damian Lewis, Homeland, and Kevin Spacey. Love me some Kevin Spacey. House of Cards. Outstanding Lead Actress, Drama. Connie Britton, Nashville. Ooh, yes, that's another one. Yum, yum, yum. This is a good category. All of them are good categories, of course, though. Claire Danes, Homeland. Michelle Dockery, Downton Abbey. Vera Farmiga, Bates Model. Elizabeth Moss, Mad Men. Kerry Washington, Scandal. That is going to be, you know, that's, I believe it's going to be between Connie Britton of Nashville and Kerry Washington. That's my prediction. It's going to be really close between Connie Britton of Nashville and Kerry Washington. Outstanding Lead Actor, Comedy. Ally Baldwin, 30 Rock. Jason Bateman, Arrested Development. Louis C.K., Louis. Matt LeBlanc, Episodes. Don Cheadle, House of Lies. Jim Parsons, The Big Bang Theory. Outstanding Lead Actress for Comedy. Laura Dern, Enlightened. Lena Dunham, Girls. Edie Falco, Nurse Jackie. Tina Fey, 30 Rock. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Veep. Amy Poehler, Parks and Recreation. And then Outstanding Supporting Actor, Drama, is Aaron Paul, Breaking Bad, Jonathan Banks, Breaking Bad, Bobby Cannavale, Boardwalk Empire, Jim Carter, Downton Abbey, Mandy Patinkin, Homeland, and Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones. Outstanding Supporting Actress, Drama, Anna Gunn, Breaking Bad, Maggie Smith, Downton Abbey, Emilia Clarke, Game of Thrones, Marina Baccarin, Homeland, Christina Hendricks, Mad Men, Christine Baranski, The Good Wife. Outstanding Supporting Actor, Comedy, Adam Driver, Girls, Ed O'Neill, Martin Family, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Martin Family, Ty Burrell, Martin Family, Tony Hale, Veep, Bill Hader, Saturday Night Live. Oh, he is so funny. That guy's crazy. Outstanding Supporting Actress, Comedy, Jan Krakowski, 30 Rock, Jane Lynch, Glee, Sofia Vergara, Martin Family, Julie Bowen, Martin Family, Merritt Weaver, Nurse Jackie, Maheem Bialik, is how you pronounce it, The Big Bang Theory, and Anna Klumsky, Veep. And there's like a whole, there's more also, and I will share more of the list. And you can also visit Primetime Emmy's website. And I've also shared this out on Twitter and Facebook and so on, this article right here. But you can visit Emmys.com. Visit the website to see what's going on. So the award show will broadcast live Sunday, September the 22nd at 8 Eastern Time, 7 Central. And it is, will be the 65th Emmys Awards. So check it out. And it's an amazing website also. You get a chance to see, you can watch a replay of the primetime nominations announcement. And also there's a bunch of articles and just, it's a pretty nice website if you've never visited the Emmys website at Emmys.com. And also there's an app, an iPhone app for the Emmys also. Just download the Emmy iPhone app. And also you can follow the Emmys at Primetime Emmys. And I am retweeting that also on Twitter, Television Academy, Primetime Emmys. So again, congratulations to all the nominees and congratulations and best wishes also to the entire production team of the Emmys, because I'm quite sure it's going to be just fantastic to watch on September the 23rd. So I'm checking out their Facebook page, and also the Facebook page is Primetime Emmys. So like their Facebook page at Primetime Emmys. Primetime Emmys. So visit Emmys.com for all your Emmy news, info, exclusive images, and video. Primetime Emmys. So that's good. Again, congratulations. And also the YouTube channel, Primetime Emmys. I know I'm subscribed to the YouTube channel, but I'm just checking it out right quick since I'm on the website as I broadcast the show live right now. And it, happy birthday if today is your birthday. And if you're celebrating a happy birthday weekend also. But also you can subscribe to Primetime Emmys YouTube channel. And a big shout out to everyone whom I network with. Off and online. Okay. So that is so cool. So I'm going to head back to the to my studio screen just in case someone has called in or in case someone is in the chat room. I left the studio screen phone. I guess I could look at a larger screen. Just so I can look at a larger screen. Okay. So we're on Raw Baby Time. Watching out for Raw Baby Time. It's been some news. It's been some amazing local news happening to yesterday our yesterday evening, the police chief and our fire chiefs were sworn in. You know, we have a new administration, a new mayor, Chokwe Lumumba, as our new mayor, and so getting his administration in order. And so, you know, the city of Jackson is excited, and those of you that like Jackson or support Jackson or want to do business with Jackson, I want to visit Jackson, I'm sure you're happy to hear that. So I just wanted to check my dividend caller and wanted to say something because you can call in and just listen. Because, you know, some callers that do call in, they do tell me. I like to know the different avenues that you do choose to listen to the show also, so it's good. I mean, I have the stats. They do get, we get the stats on the percentage and who's listening and all. So, you know, a shout out to my friend in the chat room. We always have a good time in the chat room. And so happy Friday. Like to have good conversation in the chat room. Here's Dread Days, Protection.
Need, that's the way you bring them on. Well, maybe I saw the signs, but on you I just wasn't focused. You had a boyfriend initially, was who you had some history. Together for a couple years, but you don't think it's meant to be. So we end up chilling while we did, it's still a mystery. Then you had started kissing me, lies we crossed them essentially. I'm in your room on top of you, caught inside of your wetness. This nigga's calling your phone, right then I start to regret this. Next morning you break up with him, hoping he gets the message. Say you got some heavy feelings for me, yet want to express it. But shit, I didn't feel the same, I just let it continue. Kiss your neck to not look into your eyes whenever I'm in you. There's guilt inside of my heart, I wasn't thinking with that. Her pussy's so tight and wet, that's what keeps on bringing me back. Sometime later she's in search of commitment I couldn't give to her. And at this point relationships only create a prisoner. She's got her own place, she's asking me can I live with her. She said I got a heart, but in mind she's only a visitor. So, though at times a nigga may miss you, here's a piece of my mind that you can take with you. True. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. A keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. We met at work, she said she's looking for her Mr. Right. I'm staring at her thinking, damn, this girl's my kryptonite. Red bone, fat ass, pretty feet. Started talking every day and at a point the shit gets deep. We daily texting and chatting and soon everybody starts to think that we're an item. Blame me for letting it happen. I'm tripping since she's older, thinking this ain't perfect timing. On the dance floor at the Christmas party, we touching and grinding. Watched her cry inside the cafe, she sang, which was rare. She used to be in the band but stopped singing cause no one cared. Well maybe that's a bit harsh, she just never saw success. Became a fan of D.A.R. and said with talent I was blessed. Conversations heating up, late nights just talking sex. Said the way I used to word things would quickly make her wet. Fast forward, shit done changed and shit now we barely talking. She may text me every now and then but really isn't often. She said you might be the one but our bond is way too close. She sent me news the next day so I'm confusing her approach. Shit is meant to be a fantasy and simply nothing more. Phone sex and freaky texting but that's all that we explore. Can't lie, I felt connection but just knew it wouldn't work. If we tried it wouldn't last so I risk us getting hurt. Maybe in the future I may get you, but here's a piece of imagination you can take with you. I'm saying, so I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. A keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be.
Reach for the top.
First single from Soul Revival, Soul Revival 2, drop it in October. Oh, man. Tweet him at True God Immortal. What's up to all my peeps in the DMV? That's D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. Love networking with you all. You're super, super amazing. Shout out to my friends who live in the areas that are from Mississippi, but shout out also, most definitely to my DMV peeps, and True God is repping Baltimore. What's up to Cosmo? Also, I'm going to be adding some of Cosmo. Cosmo has called into the show a couple times. He's one of my favorite, one of my best Facebook BFFs, and he has some awesome music also. And I'm going to add, I know his song, Dear Lord, to my playlist because I love it, and I believe you guys will love it also. But speaking of peeps, here's a DFW peep of mine, AC Defecto, representing Richardson, Texas.
Yeah, live and direct in your face once again.
972 Fred, that's 22. 972 got my section to the booth. 972 Fred, that's what it is.
Yeah,
that's what it do. 972 Grab a section to the booth.
717 for sure. Ain't gotta be bragging about how great I am in places I go. Cause better believe the whole DM does show me loving for sure. I'm opening doors like I was dark with a transitional train. Wearing it heavily upon your brain like a positional pain. Keeping my stacks on steady like Doughboy standing in rain. So haters maintain in your own lane, making it simple and plain. And the shit posted up in the parking lot, pivoting at Ben's own thing. Looking for more weedies to feed me, cause I'm a champion, man. And make no mistake, the weather illustrator be nothing shorter than Texas great. So hey, go on, pump it up in your Lexus and name.
Hey,
Casey Comes Alive. That's Casey Munchin. Know What Love Is. Dylan from SeaWorld High Fashion. In other words, he will be guest tomorrow night talking SeaWorld High Fashion, but most definitely his newest project, his EP that will soon be dropping, Casey Comes Alive. And that was Know What Love Is. Can't wait to talk with him tomorrow night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. It's going to be so much fun, and you guys definitely do not miss it, especially if you don't want to be square.
Coast to Coast Mixtapes.com.
Coast to Coast, what up? EP picks up.
Hey, King Mo, what it do?
Nah. Baby, I got that good thing. I know I'm going to see you again.
You know you want this, yeah.
I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never got your man. Oh man, I got that good thing. No, I'm gonna see you again. Yeah, yeah, baby. Never get your man. Oh man,
work it out for me. Make the booty pop. Keep the blood flowing. Baby, keep me rock. Pay the water bill. I can keep it drippin', rappin' slowly, you know that poppy sippin', and we ain't trippin' off a weight, stay in shape,
nah.
Lifting up my baby in the cake, see her face look shot when I hit it with the cock, no doodle. She a bad bitch, take her for a walk, no doodle. What? Far from a slut, baby, she a freak though. Step up to the line, all net, wet, free throw. Body by design, I'm just looking for a freak show. Take your time, I ain't rushing to the peak, no. Pleasing your body, treating every part equal. Want some more, bring that good back like a sequel. Yeah, baby, you looking right in that see-through. I bet I know just how to treat you.
Baby, I got that good thing. I know I'm gonna see you again. Yeah, I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never got your man, your man.
Work it out for me. We on the block in the shop. OG got to work with the chop. Young homie keeping watch like the ex-girl twat. So you know we seeing everything. I'm in that Benzo with that black paint and that wood grain. Girls can't just ride me like a rental man. First and last is taken, I'm using my middle name. But only for the fame. If I ain't riding, man, close man, kissing, man, ass where you been. Took it, niggas, man, took it, why I blast. Giving up credit, freedom for some cash. Got your fans asking why you ain't flowing like the past. Trey and a CD, both covered in ash.
Good thing, L. DeBars Jr.
I didn't see the signs.
And I
couldn't read between the lines.
Yeah.
Fire comes a flickering flame.
She set my world on fire.
You can seal the truth.
Hit it all now.
But I could feel the living proof that everything's about.
wrong with the relationship? How you meant was off the chain, like a broken amulet, centerpieces scattered in the grain. And I saw you with despair, we grew up on the parallel. The base is firm into a form, into a carousel. Trapped in an amusement park, much laughter from the bystanders. Seeing what I didn't envision, I guess by my standards. He was everything I longed for, but on the other hand, I didn't measure up like a mom's scale through other plans. With her discretion, the time that we've invested was a waste of opportunity, though I felt it was a blessing. I guess it's her prerogative to lead us here in wreckage. A crash course collision with the pole of indiscretion. Clearly the message held inside the bottle didn't surface. Up on the shore of honesty, true 50 wasn't perfect. So who's to blame when ways a rack collided with the purpose to bring about this man to land and shorten in the circuit? Who?
I didn't see the signs.
And I
couldn't read between the lines.
Yeah.
Fire comes a flickering flame.
She set my world on fire.
You conceal the truth.
Hit it all now.
But I could feel the living proof that everything's about to
a metamorphosis, proposed change for the better. Quite the infidel, a new embrace, so I let her go in several ways. She flagged me down a while ago, conflicted with complacency, feeling self like who would try to go. I guess the joke's on me, she found someone more equipped to lead her into lavishness. I had a potent blemish, her life of mundane extravagance was non-existent. She caught the plea of boredom, like, really, this how you living? I guess it's the flashing lights over passion, collapsing rather stagnant, companionship was lacking. The magic that Chris Angel had tucked within his palm, her deck of cards of trickery she kept close to heart. Participants in this fool's game, yes, you played a part and left me here in confusion without a way to spark. A path down this lonely road, shadows cloud my steps. No looking over shoulders for the past, no regret. Nah,
I didn't see the signs.
And I
couldn't read between the lines.
Yeah.
Fire comes a flickering flame.
She set my world on fire.
You conceal the truth.
Hit it all now.
But I could feel the living proof that everything's about to change.
Ostracizing ones that put down half of black women in general.
Black women are often viewed in more negative, disgusting, profane manner than anyone else in today's society. Whether it comes from the view of man, woman, child, or media, Black women are disdained and disrespected in a country realm. But my past few days preparing for the show, I mean, you know, every day I live as a Black woman, so I do extensive research all the time. I'm part of my own research. And but amazingly, I've heard and seen myself when you Google Black woman or Black women or Black females, and sometimes you do get negative definitions. But from my research recently in preparation for the show, just like this morning, I keyed in images of Black males and females, and Maya Angelou and Oprah Winfrey were images that appeared, and pretty positive images, pictures of African Americans, now Blacks worldwide appeared. But then also there are the articles and the statistics that we are often, which are often revealed to us. But it is important how we perceive ourselves, how we perceive one another. I'm talking about those of us within the African American community, either regardless of our makeup, because most of us in the African American community are interracially mixed anyway, of mixed culture. So not only do we embrace our own cultures, but we embrace the cultures and the bloodline that makes us who we are. Even look at our president, our amazing president, who is half African, not African American, but his father was bona fide African and a Caucasian mother. You know, he's African American, yes he is, but also he's of mixed heritage, and he definitely shows that he's proud of his heritage. And all of us, regardless of our race, should be proud of it. But our perceptions, how we perceive, how do we perceive ourselves, how are we perceived by others, it's important. But then when we know that when we're portrayed in a way that is, and that's any culture or race of people, when you know you're being portrayed differently than what is the truth, you know, what do you do about it? But, you know, that's what encourages, like my friend Dean Lance, who invests in films and is an author himself. And it's important when people do have control of the images that they put out there, or if we feel that certain lifestyles are not being revealed within the African-American culture, the Black culture, we should do our part to let people know, hey, you know, and then a lot of times other races notice, well, I never see this being talked about or this person being commended in society. Why we always see negative things about certain races, and if we're talking about perceptions and images of Black males and females, you know, why? But, you know, instead of just saying why, asking why, you know, it's important for us to do. And it's different types of people, you know, again. So it's not saying anybody, because anybody is any better than anybody, but we all are human beings, and so it's just that we are different. We're different within the Black community. We're all different in the world. We're different. All Americans aren't the same, you know. So, but it's important for us to get out there the truth, good, bad, or an in-between. And the good images that we feel are not being revealed, we need to do our best to, you know, make sure that that we are not invisible any longer. And but this is just an article that caught my attention, because I've been sharing articles and, of course, sharing my own thoughts and opinions regarding how we are portrayed. But I think it's important for Black men and women to have dialogue, you know, in regards to love, life, lifestyles, health, and it's important for us to have important dialogue with everyone, and that's what's important. And if someone says something that you know is not true about your culture or your or are your race, then, you know, there's nothing wrong with correcting people. Or maybe some people know something we don't know. Like, oh, I have to research that because I never heard that. You know, sometimes that happens, you know, to me. Like, oh, somebody share statistics with me or ask me something honestly. And one thing about my attorney and friend, Jay Lucas, you know, he and I, we have a lot of good dialogue when it comes to race relations. And a lot of my friends, I grew up multiculturally, and I grew up around different races. And you look at my Facebook friend list and look at my friends, my friend list is the Rainbow Coalition, baby. You know, because my friends and I, we look at each other as individuals. We do our best to, I believe, but then we don't ignore the fact that we are, you know, many of us are from different races, different cultures, grew up different ways, you know. To some people, I'm considered an Oreo, what people consider black on the outside and white on the inside. But I can get street now, but I prefer not to. But and then there are my friends who, they only look white. They definitely, you would think, you know, they act a certain way. You know what I'm saying, you know. Some people just are comfortable in their own skin and act certain ways. So it's good to have dialogue. And what I miss, you know, dispel the myths. And so, but then myths are fun too, you know. But we all want to know the facts. And when it comes to media and TV and film, you know, it's best for us to get the true, what is considered true out there. But, you know, what is funny and stereotypical, that's always going to happen. But, you know, I'm just talking and going on because I'm talking to friends, your friends, right? So I might be rambling to some, I might not be. But I'm just going on and on. And I like to look at my notes and write notes so I don't have any notes or anything in front of me. But I am looking at this blog that I was sharing with you all because it caught my attention. And Nikki World goes on to say that a large portion of African-American men do not respect or love black women because of insecurities within themselves. As a young black woman, it's quite upsetting to know that the majority of disrespect towards women in the African-American community comes from men in the same community. Listening to hip-hop music alone, for the most part, demonstrates the insolence played against the African-American woman in today's society. In the essay, From Fly Girls to Bitches and Hoes, Arthur Joan Morgan makes a valid point in regards to hip-hop music being a major cause in regards to the disdain towards African-American women. Morgan feels the misogynistic lyrics in hip-hop prove disloyalty to black women. A perfect example of this is an artist that encompasses misogynistic lyrics is Lil Wayne. And in Wayne's N-word with money, Wayne's hook states, I'm a, you know, the N-word with money, and I don't love that B. I tell her B, make me rich. But, you know, I love hip-hop, and I love rap lyrics. So, you know, you can listen to some other songs. I love other genres, too, and some lyrics and other genres, you know, go tit for tat for those lyrics right there. Not only is he calling a black woman out of their name, but I guess they're looking at rap and looking at black men and referring to other to black women, which is utmost of disrespectful, is stating that he tells them to make him rich. Artists such as Lil Wayne and hip-hop promotes disrespectfulness towards women and the lowest portion of the African-American community that listen to him, listen to it, hear what he says. When a man figure in the community speaks negatively on a set or group of people, it's easily understood the likelihood of people reacting to what they hear, since music generates a plethora of emotions when listened to. This is a problem because it causes an even more lack of respect men already do not have for women. And she goes on and talk about the sex and all that. So I'm going to get in touch with her. Maybe she'll want to talk. And other than just being a blogger, maybe she has a show also. But the blog is Nikki's World. And this that blog was, well, this caught my attention this morning. It was published in late 2012. And I guess health-wise, you know, I don't know if black women if we're looked at as not being healthy, but you look at the whole of society of not, I guess, taking care of our health and eating unhealthy. And I'm a part of an exercise group on Facebook called Black Women Do Workout. And there's another group called Hispanic Women Do Workout also. But I'm a member of Black Women Do Workout. Shout out to Kissy Square in Arlington, Texas, who I began networking with via that group a couple of years ago. But I thought that was very good to say, you know, Black women do work out. But some people think that Black women aren't health conscious and don't care about their health and don't go to the doctor regularly and all that. But, you know, that couldn't be the farthest from the truth in anything. Really, Black women are concerned about their health, and Black men are too. Just like many, a lot of people in society just, you know, it looked like this was a situation for all people to live healthier and not to be afraid to go to the doctor and, you know, and to take better care of ourselves. But, you know, stats are out there. And today is Mandela's birthday, right? Or was it yesterday? Because I know Wednesday I said happy birthday. Yesterday was Mandela's birthday. So I know Wednesday I had wished Mandela happy birthday, and then I was, like, right after the show, I was seeing that it was not till Thursday, and I see where a lot of places are having celebrations and celebrating his birthday, and I know for the Mandela Foundation, they had requested for volunteers to volunteer an hour in respect for his birthday, so it's just so much going on. And is this happening in you all's area? Here yesterday, there was a disruption happened at one of our jails, our county jail in Raymond, Mississippi, and a situation had been going on for like the past year regarding the maintenance of the county jail. And I'm just wondering, do any of communities have issues like that? Because they have doors that need to be repaired, and our sheriff says that on the news, I was watching 16 News, said that it's really up to the maintenance director, because they have to go through the proper channels to even get a light bulb change. And I was just wondering that there were some of you all have same situations happening within your communities in regards to jails, because I think like yesterday some prisoners like flooded the toilets and the doors weren't can't be properly locked and stuff, and so that seemed like that should be like on an emergency and maintenance list, shouldn't it? You know, I just wanted to bring that up because that's something that's happening, something that's a hot topic right now, right here in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. Also, so wow, I've been getting some amazing invites, so thank you to the invites. Big shout out to Avon and the Mark brand community. You know, those of you that shop Mark, you know, if your Mark rep decided to, most Mark girls and guys are in transition to becoming Avon, meaning that we will be selling not only Mark, but we also will be selling the Avon brand. The Mark company is staying intact. The Mark e-boutiques will be shutting down on August the 8th, but you will have the pleasure of shopping Avon brands, and still the Avon and Empowerment by Mark foundations are still in existence also. So just wanted to, those of you that are customers and fashionistas and supporters of those brands, just wanted to inform you and let you know that I've loved Avon and I love Mark, and so I'm definitely looking forward to selling Avon. A lot of people are always asking about Avon products, men, women, kids. Avon is really good for the whole family. And Mark is good for young women and women who are young at heart. So it's good to, you know, be able to market and sell both of those products. I had gone out of the studio, and now the live stream has stopped, but I think I had left out the chat room, and then I couldn't get back in the chat room. So those of you that was in the chat room, I could not get back in the chat room to chat with you. And those of you that are listening through other avenues, I really appreciate you for listening this morning. I hope you guys have been enjoying the music. I've been playing different music, too. Ah, Ebony Empress is online. And someone else, I'm glad you all were able to call in before the live streaming stopped, because I had left the studio screen probably I played some long songs, so that was about 20, 30 minutes. But I guess Ebony can tell us what's going on with the Royal Baby Watch and what's going on with her shows that broadcast on Mondays and Fridays, her morning show, and then her show, well, morning show for us in America. Well, morning show for her, but it's late night for us in America. And late night, early morning, and also her shows that broadcast on Tuesday and Thursday. And then we have another caller also. So good, because I want to hear other perspectives and hear what's hot on you all, on your minds. So I'm glad I'm not just doing this commentary-style show. But without further ado, let's say good morning to Ebony and also to our other caller. What's up, Ebony?
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Blessed? Excited? Wish I was over there when that baby comes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, everybody's waiting, so you're absolutely right. But it's really hot here. It's kind of sweltingly hot, really hot.
Good. That's something that I meant to mention. You know, I'm in a hot part of the States, and my friends in the Northeast and in D.C. areas, they are, like, burning up. So it's hot over there in the U.K., too.
It is very hot. I mean, they reckon next week we'll get up to 95 centigrade. I'm like, really, really, it's going to be mega hot. So if you're having to work, and you know what, we don't get heat that much, so air conditioning is always a problem. So you probably got air conditioning in every
shop. Yeah, air conditioning is a part of our lives here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not here.
Yeah.
We don't get hot enough, so people don't bother to buy air conditioning, and then you fry. You're in the workplace and you are absolutely frying. But it's fine. Other than that, we're just getting on. I mean, you guys have been stuck on the Trevon case, right? So
there's so much hot stuff been happening. Yes, the Trevon case with the verdict. I talked about that on Monday, but yeah, I honestly I was shocked. But as I talked to my legal friends and my attorney. Which you probably see on Facebook, Jay Lucas, he really, like, break down from a legal perspective. Even, you know, legal friends on both sides, you know, and then watching the talk shows, you know, they break down from the legal perspective. But just looking at the case from, like, you know, just a human being, it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, but I was telling Mom yesterday, this with the rioting and the protests going on, which my mom and my attorney predicted. I didn't see it coming. I thought it was going to be a guilty with life verdict. I'm just putting it out there, you know, because I hadn't really been talking about my thoughts regarding the case. But I just knew that those ladies were going to say guilty with life.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They can always found ladies to make an awful decision. What can I say? You know what?
Yeah.
Hey, they made the best decision they thought, given in the light of the evidence, and they didn't present the case as well anyway.
My attorney, who is pretty much, he said that the prosecution didn't do a good job closing.
No, they didn't.
You know, and that's what I hear a lot of people who share their review of the case, who watched it, because I didn't watch it daily. I didn't watch it from beginning to end. But a lot of people said that, you know, the prosecution didn't present it. Their case, but I figured, some people, I've been corrected as a dispatcher, but when the when the police department said, stay in the car, I figured then, well, you're guilty, you should obey the police officers, obey the dispatcher when told to stay in the car.
That is so true. But you know what?
Yeah.
Hey, what's done's done, and we wait for the next stage, because I'm sure they'll be able to.
Yeah, and the young man, you think about the young man, he was trying to get back home to watch the game. And in Trayvon's mind, I'm thinking he was thinking self-defense, too. Who was this guy following him? And I believe he would have been suspicious regardless of the color of the guy.
If it was
a teen just like him, Jerome probably would have turned around and clocked him and said, "Why are you following me?"
Yeah, that's too true. But you know, I'm gonna wait and see what the civil case brings up.
I'm talking this morning about images of how we're portrayed, and I was hoping you would call in how are we perceived? Blacks worldwide. How are we perceived now in today's society, in 2013? And that's probably a good topic you could talk about on your show in regards to love and life. You know, how do we perceive ourselves, our self-perception, and how are we perceived, the images. And with the case now, I haven't mentioned the case because this is an issue way before this case that we have to deal with our images.
Yeah, that is true because I had a guy on my show this morning. He was saying that he was unhappy that a lot of people who are black people are not taking responsibility, are not willing to talk from a conversation of like, you know, I am responsible for what happens to me. And sometimes, you know, that's missing. But, you know, I don't think that's a black thing. I think that's a humankind thing. I think we focus more on ourselves. Yeah, we focus more on ourselves because, you know, if you're part of that group, you want to see yourselves better. You want to see us get it better. But the truth is, you know, nobody really gets it right, really, in that area. But it's a point of conversation, definitely. I think what you said about Oprah and Maya Angelou coming out positively on a Google search of women.
Yeah, but this morning, I mean, when I was doing the show, I would Google images of black women and men, and I was glad to see that those were the images that showed up.
And that is a good thing because those are two very positive women who have made a great contribution to our world. I think that's what we need to keep in our minds because it's not like we don't have the role models. We do, but we choose to act up and to behave in ways that doesn't support us as women. Sometimes if you listen to other BTR shows and you hear some of our ladies and the way that we might be trying to express ourselves, you know, that feeds into the stereotypes. So I would say to people, look at yourselves. You know, none of us are innocent. Let's look at ourselves. Look at the way that we communicate. And what are the messages that we want people to take away about us? And it affects not just us, but our daughters. Because remember, your daughters are coming behind, whether you're a daughter or not. But they, you know, the young ladies in the world are coming behind. And if they are being smeared with the same brushes, the future is not bright. Do you get what I'm saying? So if we want to be taken seriously and treat more equally, I think we have to look at the images that we project of ourselves. Because if we're gonna make it all about how big our rear is, the kind of dresses we want to wear, how revealing they are, you know, if it's all about the hair, well, come on, that's what people see us as. People who are literally just about the vanity and not about, you know, trying to make a change or a positive impact on this world. So we need to look at ourselves, I think, and don't worry so much about what's out there. But if we keep putting positive stuff out and each person takes responsibility for themselves, we've got a process of change away. To change those messages that are already out there. So that's where I am. I think, you know, collective security for surety, that's what you've got to do. It's got to be a collective effort. You know, we've got to all get together to make a change.
We are individuals, but it takes us as a collective.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
Yeah, so people are thinking one or two of us can do it. Well, you know, Mayo and Oprah, just two individuals. There are millions of black women out there. Come on, up our game, you know, step up. We ask the brothers to step up, but we don't want to step up ourselves, okay? So, let's step up. Step it up and raise our profile and put the best images we can for the sake of not just ourselves, but for the generations coming behind.
Exactly, and the president and the Nelson Mandelas and and the president of Barack Obama's. I mean, they're perfect examples, but there's many other black men around the world also that are role models.
Yeah. And, I mean, let's not forget all the good stuff that happens and the fact that our leaders, you know, whether they do bad stuff or not, they're doing a lot of good stuff. But, you know, it doesn't take a few. It takes a lot of people to change an image. So if we're all unhappy with the way that we're being viewed and the perception the world has of us, then we've got to collectively, you know, start moving in the direction of change, and hopefully that will start to feed through to the media. But
really,
we've got to change it.
Yeah, thank you, 314. We're ready to hear from you.
You know, I pull up a page of images of black women on Black Planet and show black women showing their big ass butts.
What I said.
Exactly. Come on, bring it on.
But and, that was my story. If that's what we want people to see, that's all they will see.
Are you showing black women hugging and kissing white males?
Is this Bianchi?
It is Bianchi.
And another thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
I definitely want to hear your perspective.
You know, no one's going to respect black. You know, we always talking about individual success in one realm. Then you talk about the disparity of the group. If you don't talk about group success, then you're not going to go any place. And black as a group is very, very pitiful. You know, here in St. Louis, they're coming up with programs to bus black children back into white school districts to be educated. Well, what kind of image is that putting in these children? That something all black cannot work? You have to have whites to take care of your problems?
Yeah, it's true.
Blacks don't have any businesses, no viable businesses. They depend on government, look to government for. I mean, just this case here with Trayvon Martin. Who the first thing when things don't come out right, they go to Holland to President Obama and Eric Holder.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I mean, even here, I've just joined the black organization and. You know, we're talking about the past and organizations they've relied on to help them to empower the local community. And every black organization they relied on has let them down. And it's unfortunately, you know, it's unfortunate because you want to support each other. But look at what people are doing. They get the money. They disappear. They go on a holiday. They do stupid stuff. Like, they don't
want
their outcomes. Like, come on. How do you then entrust? Your own with the success of your business. You can't do it because it's like, can I trust you? Or are you going to decide I want a big car outside my house? That's more important. That's more important than anything else. You know, that's the problem. Or I want to go on holiday. Yeah, so I'm going to use your money that, you know, that you put in for a proper business idea to go on holiday, you know, or buy a bigger house. Well, you know, that's the problem we have. And maybe because we have an issue with poverty, that's where everybody goes. But it's unfortunate, but it happens
everywhere. So we need to get our priorities together and not mismanage our money.
Yeah.
You know, if black women want to marry, black women have a whole assortment of black men that they can choose to marry, and at the wedding they will have a captive audience at the prison.
Oh, how did I know? You know, and you hear me talking about the jail, our jail system, wondering if other areas had the situation like we do here. But you know what? A lot of women say, well, either the men are in jail or gay. It's hard to find a good man.
Well, they raise these men.
Women do exactly what you just mentioned. They do. Go to, you know, well, my man in prison.
Yes, and more likely some single woman raised him. Once their circle is broken, once their circles that have sustained and existed have been tried, proved, and tested for eons, once that circle is broken, then you find yourself wandering around like somebody lost. And that's exactly what you see. It's a lot of components that take that must come together in order to make that perfect picture. And if you're not willing to work and sacrifice to put all those components together, from the economics and the key components, education, home, you can't have none of those unless you have strong economics. Others are not going to share their economics with you. Nobody's a fool. So if you're not willing to put them components together, we're going to continue to have these problems until there's nobody left.
Well, wow. I think the interesting thing is that, Pianke, what you're saying, a lot of men are now relying on that as the excuse for not making a change, right? So I know a lot of guys who, oh, well, you know, because I was raised by a single mom. Okay, you were, but now you're an adult. Take some responsibility for your life. There's so much resources out there to help people to bring their lives around to something positive if they choose to. That, you know, look at the web, look how much stuff is on the net if you want to find it to help you. You know, I don't believe that people have, you can use that and stick with that and say, well, that's the reason, so nothing's going to change. I'm like, okay, that's a reason. That's one reason. I still know people who are in two family households who can't maintain a relationship, who are divorced.
Oh, yeah. And I know I grew up raised by a mother. My brothers and sisters, you know, they were blessed to grow up with two parents. But my parents split when I was one. But that's a good point you made, because I had friends who were from two-parent households. And, oh, my God, some was, like, loving and good households. But then I thought were living the perfect life, two parents. And then I later found out that infidelity or mismanagement of money and when my friends' parents divorced, some of them are still together today, but are stayed together till one of them passed. But I know when some of my friends' parents would divorce, I would be heartbroken, you know, because I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this, you know. It used to really touch me. That's as bad as it would my friends of parents announced their divorce and all that. And people, I think people do have, and that was back when Cosby show was popular when I was a teenager. And so, you know, some people had stereotypes of people through film and media and so on, but it's crazy. I guess I'll be quiet, but I just wanted to bring that point up, about single homes and families.
I think it's part of the reason. I think it's part of the reason, but I don't think it's all of the reason.
Yeah.
You know, I know some people in the UK who had two parents. They've got together with people who had two parents who were there, who've been married for 40, 50 years. Come on, a lot of us, particularly in the Caribbean, our parents are doing, they're on the 50, 60 years right now. My parents are on
50 years. Yeah,
exactly. And there are 7 children from that household, and 3 of us at least have been divorced. Or more. It happens. You know, life out there is so difficult. And we're not marrying people who are from single-parent households. You know, we're marrying people who are also in two-parent households. And somehow the environment that we live in encourages separation. Okay? So unless you are really aware of, you know, the system that you live in, you're able to cope with all the changes that we have to deal with, the freedoms of society that we've also inherited, the fact that people have the internet and they can go do what they want, and it's like being in a sweet shop. Trust me, they ain't the family structure that's going to keep you there. It's going to be because you've got something greater than what is out here, because there's so much temptation that you can barely hold anybody in a relationship nowadays.
Wow, but I understand what Bianca's saying too, because I'm surrounded within my family, couples and couples I've been friends with, neighbors and all, married 50 plus years, like you mentioned. And a lot of times people say, well, it takes hard work and sacrifice to keep up a marriage and raise children. And a lot of couples stay together for the sacrifice of their children. And they'll stay together until those children become adults. Because and you're supposed to put in that hard work. I know what Fianchi talking about too, that work ethic and belief.
I married my 10-year-old. My wife I met when we was 10, and she was little, about 8, I guess.
Yeah.
And the same woman.
I love
until
love
she
stories.
Passed
I love
away.
When we talk
about. Then my next wife I married was a Ghanaian. So I haven't had these problems I hear people talk about all the time. But, you know, there's always have been these efforts. I mean, you look at websites that's showing white men and black women, and there's always been this efforts to bring people together based on ethnicity, white and black. Let's get them closer together for some reason or another, which I think is deplorable. When somebody see a group of Italians living on the hill here in St. Louis, they don't mess with them. When they see, it's always that when blacks are congregated together in a living circumstance, it's something wrong with that folks look at. They always want to mix it up. Jackson, Mississippi. What is Jackson, Mississippi? About 80% black?
I think we might be a little bit more than 80%. Jackson is predominantly black.
Jackson, Mississippi should be an economic powerhouse for black people.
You know, and Mississippi is an economic powerhouse, but it's sad. I'm in the Capitol Stadium, and we have a new mayor, so I hope things tend to
Chuck
get
Way
better.
Should be a good, Chuck Way should be a pretty good mayor, but he has to have support.
Exactly. And so you mentioned economics and the structure, and there are people that's doing their best. And I was looking at the story about Detroit. I'm glad you mentioned that because Jackson kind of reminds Jackson's not near bankruptcy, but Jackson looks like a baby Detroit looking at the images. You know, we have like the beautiful parts on the outskirts, and our downtown is beautiful, but we're lacking the economic boost that we deserve, and then the crime rate is horrific. You and I talk about that all the time.
You're going to have
crime rate is just horrific.
If you don't have something for the children.
People that do try to open businesses and maintain their businesses, you know, work and live in fear of somebody just coming off the streets, taking their lives and taking their money or harming their employees.
Well, if you don't have the mechanisms to provide what it is that you consume, then others would do it. They would do it at the expense of your children. Your children would have nothing to do and will resort to crime. If you got foreigners, and you got to be willing to open your mouth and say it. It's like I tell whites where these black children are being bused back into their districts. Whites should open up their mouth.
Whites
should open up their mouth.
Whites should open up their mouth. What are they saying for the reasons that they're busting back? What are they saying?
Because the black school district is unaccredited. I lived in one school district for 43 years, and we have built new schools and all the things that go with it.
That's Ebony Empress phone.
Ebony, do something with that crazy phone. Listen. We have built brand new schools, one named after Barack Obama. We have put in all the infrastructure and all the technology, and the district is still having these problems. So these whites, where these blacks are being bused to, these whites should open up their mouth and ask blacks, why don't you get your house together?
Okay, I put her on hold. Because that's her phone whenever she gets a call.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Okay, yes.
Why don't white folks open their mouths in this particular case and ask blacks, why don't you get your house together? Why are you throwing your children onto us? We have built up these districts ourselves.
Oh!
And
that's a good point.
We have supplied them. We have built facilities for our children to play. Now you're going to bring your children out there. The coaches are going to take advantage of them. And our children are going to be sitting on the bench and not making the team. So those are things that are the repercussions of this people not doing what they're supposed to do in order to maintain and be responsible in their own community.
Wow, and I'm a proud product of Jackson Public Schools here in Jackson, Mississippi. But I see what you're saying here. People, a lot of my friends I notice, and people that I know or don't know, elected, my black parents, elected to put their kids in private school.
I'm going to ask you to do an experiment.
They're like, well, I'm going to pay this big time money and put my kids in private school.
Do
but,
an experiment.
You know, Jackson Public School, I thought we were pretty good products of Jackson Public Schools. And I know what you're saying. Some schools be accredited and some systems. I think we almost lost something in regards to our sports programs a couple years ago. But
in
Jackson,
Mississippi Public Schools, I want you to do an experiment. Research
okay.
and see. Who control the buses, who own the bus companies that transport the
okay.
kids back and forth to school, and also
okay.
what company, who owns the company that provide the school lunches, the
okay.
breakfast, lunch, and the dinners?
You're bringing chills to my body because one thing I loved about going to school, not just the school, and I the person I am today, I was when I was a little girl. You taught, and that's why earlier in the show, I don't know if you were listening, I was talking about how important education is, you know, to work in the cafeteria, to, you know, be at all parts, to have work. I was talking to an officer yesterday that came by because my alarm system went off falsely, and he and I were talking about how important it is to be educated. You know, that what helps deter this crime.
Well, education
but
is
skill. I should
really
do
skill.
That research, and we need to talk about it real soon.
Education and skills. Education and skills are two different things.
Yes.
You know,
good point.
Education is what comes from the community itself, and
uh-huh.
also from the ethnic group themselves. It teaches you the traditional, the history. It not only teaches you how to do math, reading, and so forth, but it teaches you what to do with those skills that you attain.
Okay, Ebony, are you on?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna
have
to go. Your
phone's in the stage, so I had to put you on hold.
No, she called me, but I wanted to say thank you so much for having me on, and Pianke, have a great day. But I've got to go back to work, guys. So
okay.
Well, what are your topics next week? Can you just give us a quickie?
Oh, I haven't even thought of what, but I might talk about what you talked about, you know, how black and black men and black women are perceived, and what do we do about the way that the world perceives us.
Exactly, because since you are a relationship expert, I think the way our self-perceptions and the way we're perceived has a lot to do with our love lives also.
Yes, yeah, and does that affect the relationship that we're having?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So next Friday we'll talk about images, overall images within society here. So we'll talk. So maybe our friends of other races also will call in and talk about it because you know they're amazing. It's not just us that have to deal with images. There are other races and nationalities and cultures too that have to deal with images. But it seems like we're always the headliner.
Yeah, you're saying. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think it's an interesting question because I think perception does affect us, and even if we're not consciously aware of perception, unconsciously we may be just acting in a way that supports people's perceptions, and that may not
and
be.
And we even perceive, and then it's back to what you said at the beginning of when you came on air and Pianke. Also, how we deal with within our own, with each
that's
other,
right.
within the classes,
yeah.
you know, because
the
within my family,
go all around the world.
You know, yeah, because because sometimes we perceive one another.
I was in Egypt. I was in Egypt
of
one time. I was in Egypt with a group, and some young brothers went out into the market, and they came back all crying and everything because the young Egyptians greeted them. What's up, my niggas?
Exactly.
Oh
Bianca, you know my second husband is Egyptian. And you know, that's why I've been working on getting that divorce from. And the marriage wasn't long, but he used that term so much. And I don't use that term. I say cracker and redneck, but I don't use that N-word term. And he used that term so much. You know, my brother, one of my brother-in-law, my late sister's husband, he when he first met him, he was like, oh, yeah. When we were still in love and happy, getting ready to get married, my brother-in-law was like, oh, you're a saying N-word. You know, and so they thought it was funny and having fun with each other. Yeah, I'm a saying N-word, but I believe you, and they were saying it in Egypt. I thought that was just my estranged husband trying to be Americanized, African-Americanized at that, using the N-word.
Well, the problem runs very deep, and we don't go to the heart of the problem like we should.
Mm-hmm.
And take care of the problem. Like I keep telling everybody, until you get your economics together, nothing else is going to work. You got to control your own economics. It ain't about love. It ain't about getting along. It's not about singing songs, hanging. It's not about multiculturalism and diversity.
Can we get along? I thought it was about us getting along.
No, it ain't nothing about that. That's just a smoke screen.
Oh.
That is just the smoke screen. And I tell black women and black women, too, there are some nice, good couples here in America, but you need to look abroad.
That's what Ebony, I know you have to go, Ebony, but that's what Ebony promotes, you know, especially with the UK and the US, because she's a love relationship expert, and which you know this. And that's what she promotes, how people should maybe look outside of their, you know, outside of their country.
They need to look abroad.
They should.
Yeah.
They should. I'm saying they should. I'm dating someone from Barbados, and it's a great experience. There you go.
Yeah.
I think cross cultures always bring the best out in communities. So, you know, it's good. You know, there are black people all over the world, so you got a choice.
Exactly.
Got a choice.
That's why I do my best to correct myself. I'm African American, but you and I, we're networking worldwide, and there's blacks everywhere, and there's UK black, native UK blacks living in America, and then there's a lot of Americans living in the UK, and then there's blacks all around the world. And it's not just a local issue wherever you are, it's a worldwide issue.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I mean, at the moment, I'm talking to someone about starting up a business in the U.S., actually.
Cool. And I've always wanted to do business in the U.K. since I was a little girl. I'm like, that dream got to come true. So that's good. Well, I hope you are able to.
Well, I'm looking at it.
Hey, visit SBA.gov, okay, if you haven't already. That's Small Business Administration's website.
Small Business Administration's website? Okay.
SBA.gov. And it'll be a lot of information on you in starting your business over here because that's federal.
All right.
So that's
okay.
All about international trade and us, you know, because I go to I network and attend a lot of SBA workshops. And as a matter of fact, I need to provide the listeners with some information this morning, but that's one thing that SBA love to promote, and that's international trade and working with different countries, and especially the UK. So definitely visit that website.
Oh, wow.
I'm talking about like right now this morning, SBA.gov.
So I will.
And that'll help you out a lot.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much, Beth.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm getting ready to go, too.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I appreciate you, too. And you are two that I was really hoping would call in this morning. And so thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, happy weekend. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, that was amazing. I'm glad they called in. Ebony Empress and Bianchi, two very vocal individuals, male and female. And next Friday we'll talk about just overall images, the different images and stereotypes and stuff that different races and cultures have to deal with. Now remember, tomorrow is going to be fun. We're going to transform Culture Shock Entertainment Reports into Club Culture Shock Entertainment Reports because Dylan from SeaWorld High Fashion will be a guest on tomorrow, and he's doing a solo project, and he goes by the name of Casey Munchin, and his new EP is called Casey Comes Alive. And I played Know What Love Is earlier, and I just want to thank you. Thank you so much for your support, and the show will be concluding soon. It's just amazing. Thank you again to Bianchi and Ebony Empress and those of you that was in the chat room and all of that. It's been good. I thought the show was going to remain commentary, so I'm glad that at the 11th hour, my friends called. track from one of my friends that I network with. I get a lot of cover tunes. So cool, so cool. Here's Andre Simone, America. Casting director, coach, audition coach, audition expert. She wants everyone to know that there's a casting call. Her friend, casting director Paul Weber, is casting right now. And the casting call is looking for a beautiful Hispanic actress to play a medical professional, age 24 to 28, for a series to be shot in South Africa starting on August the 10th, that's the day before my birthday. Actress must be non-union, must be fluent in English, must be smart, and must be able to act. Please send ASAP submissions to SouthAfricaSeries@gmail.com. Okay, and if you don't fit the bill, like I don't fit the bill, share that information with someone you know who does fit the bill. Like Amy Jo says, help other actors, and it will come back to us a thousandfold. Again, Amy Jo Berman, badass casting director and unstoppable actor creator. Check her out at amyjoberman.com, and she's on Facebook and Twitter and also LinkedIn and has an amazing YouTube channel. So check her out. So that's in regards to a casting call that is happening. So I had told her that I would be sure to let the listeners know about the casting call and all that. So thank you. And again, the SBA, big shout out to Rosetta Harris of of the office here in Jackson, Mississippi. She wants everyone to remember that there's going to be a conference in Gulfport, Mississippi on Wednesday. And they've been talking about that conference since forever. It's going to be big time, good conference on Wednesday. Visit the website. And also, I can give you more information. I'm doing my best to look it up now. And I have been talking to you all about it a lot before we had the Small Business Week. But the SBA Mississippi Statewide 8A Application Hub Zone Program Conference is scheduled for July the 25th. And you guys remember that, because like I said, they've been talking about it for forever, and it's going to be a good one. I would love to attend it. I sure would, because you learn so much at these workshops and clinics, and this is an all-day conference being held in Gulfport. And this is a conference regarding SBA 8A application and Hub Zone Program Conference on the 25th in Gulfport. Now, this is coming from Rosetta Harris. She's a lender relations specialist at the Mississippi District Office. You can call her at 601-965-4378, extension 18. Her email is Rosetta, R-O-S-E-T-T-A dot Harris at SBA.gov. And here's the Mississippi press release. In an effort to expand interest and participation in SBA's 8A and Hub Zone programs, the SBA Mississippi District Office and the South Mississippi Contract Procurement Center will host a statewide 8A application conference and Hub Zone program. Conference on Thursday, July 25th in Gulfport at the Lyman Community Center located at 13472 Highway 49. The 8A application conference will run from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and the Hub Zone conference will run from 2 to 4:30. Pre-registration is required. Please see information below. There's no cost to participate in these events. The conferences are designed to target Mississippi firms interested in either of these government contracting programs. The federal government is the world's largest buyer of goods and services. In 2012, almost $235 million in goods and services were purchased from Mississippi 8A and Hubs 1 certified small businesses, said Janita R. Stewart, District Director of SBA in Mississippi. Information on eligibility for these programs may be found at SBA.gov under Most Popular. Click on Apply for 8A Certification or Apply for Hub Zone Status. And then you can pre-register by visiting the website at sba.gov/content/2013-Mississippi-statewide-8A-application-and-hub-zone-program-conferences. For more information on the conferences, call the SBA Mississippi District Office at 601-965-4378, extension 10, 13, 14, or 17. The SBA Gulfport branch at 228-863-4449. Again, the Gulfport branch office is 228-863-4449. Extension 223 or 225 of the South Mississippi Contract Procurement Center at 228-396-1288. Okay? Again, that's in regards to the SBA Mississippi Statewide 8A Application Hub Zone Program Conference scheduled for July the 25th in Gulfport, Mississippi. Okay? And visit sba.gov/Mississippi. Also, you will see so much information at that website, like I was just telling Ebony Empress to check out the SBA.gov website in regards to her planning to do business here in America. So thank you so much for tuning in. Not gone yet, but we'll be concluding the show. Thank you for spending time. If you spent the entire past 2 hours or just a few minutes, thank you for your love and for your support always. And we're supposed to be talking about summer movies and summer films, summer music and summer films, but We'll do that on Monday when we're talking about popular diets also. Again, thank you so much for your love and for your support and for networking with me. I've been Facebooking less because I'm getting a lot of things in priority and, you know, just working on, just having a well balance on off and on and off. Balance on and off life, you know, life. I'm an in-person person, but then it's just amazing that, you know, we can network internationally right here on the internet also. And Blog Talk Radio is just an amazing avenue, and definitely thank you for your support. If you're a new supporter or a long-time supporter, and hey, you can really show your support by advertising, really spreading the word. You really see a difference because man, the average list, I guess I have an average of 2,500 listeners a month. You do the math. That's pretty cool. And when Nicholas Snow and I were talking, we were looking at that. So I guess like 2,500 listeners a month, and then not to mention the archive listens, because you guys sure do listen to the archive shows like it ain't nobody business. And I might be off track because I believe I have more listeners than that on a monthly basis. I might be thinking weekly or something like that. But, again, thank you. Your support means a lot. And I will conclude the show by playing Know What Love Is Again and, of course, Prince and Third Eye Girl, Menstrual Cycle. Thank you, and you are appreciated like always. You've been listening to Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Best wishes to the golfers out there playing here locally at the Sanderson Farm Championship, and also those playing at the Open. Also, big shout out to Tiger Woods and others because I have so many favorites. And thank you, and congratulations to the winners too that were either won or were recognized at the ESPYs Award on this past Wednesday. Have you all heard the news too? LA Lakers want to acquire Carmelo Anthony and or LeBron James. Isn't that something? Well, here's Casey. Casey comes alive tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Remember that.
good boy. It's not.